Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, History Lessons: How Textbooks from Around the World Portray U.S. History is a comparative work of history education co-edited by Dana Lindemann and Kyle Ward, rather than offering a conventional narrative of United States history. The book gathers textbook passages used in classrooms outside the United States and places them beside one another to show how the same events can be interpreted through sharply different national perspectives. Its subject is not only the United States, but also the ways nations organize memory, identity, and political judgment through school materials. The book belongs to the fields of historiography, curriculum studies, and international education, and its purpose is to make readers aware that textbooks are not neutral containers of facts. By presenting foreign accounts of topics involving the United States, it invites educators, students, and general readers to examine how historical knowledge is shaped by selection, emphasis, translation, ideology, and the political needs of the society that teaches it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, comparing textbook excerpts as a method for revealing historical framing, the central feature of history lessons is its comparative structure. Lindemann and Ward do not primarily argue through a single authorial narrative. Instead, they assemble textbook excerpts from different countries and allow contrasts in wording, emphasis, and omission to become the evidence. This method is important because it makes interpretation visible. A domestic textbook may feel natural to readers who share its assumptions, but a foreign textbook can make familiar events appear newly contested. The same episode in United States history may be treated as a milestone of liberty, an act of expansion, a strategic intervention, or an example of imperial power, depending on the national perspective from which it is taught. The book therefore uses comparison not as a decorative device, but as its main analytical tool. It encourages readers to ask why one textbook highlights leaders, another highlights economic forces, another centers victims, and another frames the issue through diplomacy. By juxtaposing accounts, the book shows that history education involves decisions about causation, moral responsibility, and national significance. The result is a practical demonstration of historiography at work, accessible without requiring specialized theory. Secondly, national identity shapes how students learn about the United States. A major theme of the book is that school textbooks often function as instruments of national self-understanding. When countries teach United States history, they are rarely describing a distant subject in a detached way. They are also defining their own place in the world and explaining their relationship to American power, culture, and policy. A country with close diplomatic ties to the United States may emphasize cooperation, shared democratic ideals, or economic partnership. A country with a history of conflict or intervention may stress domination, resistance, or unequal power. The importance of this theme is that it moves the discussion beyond factual disagreement. Textbooks can present accurate information while still arranging it to support a national story. Choices about which events to include, which actors to foreground, and which consequences to stress help students form ideas about national pride, grievance, responsibility, and belonging. History Lessons makes this process concrete by showing how accounts of United States history become part of broader civic education. The book therefore helps readers see that textbook history is not merely about the past. It is also a lesson in how societies imagine themselves in relation to others. Thirdly, United States power appears differently when viewed from outside the country. The book is especially valuable in showing how United States power is interpreted by those beyond its borders. Inside the United States, textbook accounts often organize national history around constitutional development, territorial growth, economic transformation, war, and the expansion of rights. Foreign textbooks may treat many of the same developments through their effects on other populations and states. This shift in viewpoint changes the moral and political center of the story. Events associated with American progress can appear elsewhere as episodes of conquest, strategic ambition, cultural influence, or military pressure. The point is not that one perspective automatically cancels another, but that scale and location matter. A policy celebrated as national security in one context may be remembered as intrusion in another. A war presented domestically as defense or liberation may be described abroad through civilian suffering, regional disruption, or geopolitical calculation. History Lessons uses these contrasts to complicate the assumption that United States history has a single stable meaning. It reminds readers that a global power is never interpreted only by its own citizens. Its history is also written by those who experienced its actions from different positions of vulnerability, alliance, rivalry, or dependence. Fourthly, textbooks operate at the intersection of education, politics, and public memory. History Lessons treats textbooks as political artifacts as well as educational tools. Schoolbooks are usually presented as basic instructional materials, but their content is shaped by ministries, publishers, curriculum standards, examination systems. and public expectations. This means that textbook history often reflects more than the judgment of individual historians. It can embody state priorities, diplomatic sensitivities, ideological commitments, and assumptions about what young citizens should remember. The book highlights why governments and public institutions care about textbook content. And historical narratives influence how students interpret allies, enemies, wars, revolutions, and national responsibility. They also help stabilize collective memory by making some interpretations routine and others marginal. This does not mean every textbook is propaganda in a crude sense. Rather, the book shows that even ordinary classroom prose carries political weight because it normalizes a frame of interpretation by placing passages from different countries side by side. Lindemann and Ward make visible the institutional nature of historical knowledge. Readers can see that what counts as a balanced account in one school system may appear selective or ideological in another. The book, therefore, expands the study of textbooks from pedagogy into the analysis of public memory. Lastly, the book encourages critical literacy without requiring rejection of textbooks. One of the practical implications of history lessons is that readers should become more critical users of textbooks, not simply dismiss textbooks as unreliable. The book does not suggest that all accounts are equally false or that facts are irrelevant. Instead, it demonstrates that historical understanding requires attention to framing. Students and teachers can ask what a passage includes, what it leaves out, whose perspective it privileges, and what moral vocabulary it uses. This approach supports critical literacy because it turns the textbook from a final authority into an object of inquiry. The comparative excerpts also create opportunities for classroom discussion. When students encounter different accounts of the same event, they must distinguish between factual claims, interpretive emphasis, national memory, and political judgment. That process can deepen historical reasoning more effectively than memorizing a single narrative. At the same time, the book has a built-in limitation. Excerpts cannot fully represent every national curriculum or the classroom practices surrounding them. Their value lies in opening questions rather than providing a complete survey of world education. Used carefully, the book becomes a tool for teaching source analysis, perspective taking, and the constructed nature of historical narratives. In conclusion, History Lessons is best suited for educators, history teachers, social studies, curriculum designers, historians of education, and readers interested in how the United States is perceived beyond its own national narrative. It is also useful for students learning historiography because it demonstrates, in concrete classroom language, that historical interpretation is shaped by audience, political context, and national memory. The practical benefit of the book is its ability to support comparative teaching. A teacher can use its model to ask students to read multiple accounts of an event, identify differences in causation and moral emphasis, and consider why those differences exist. The intellectual benefit is broader. It challenges the assumption that textbook history is a neutral baseline and shows how nations construct usable versions of the past. What makes the book stand out from many works on textbook politics is its accessible documentary method. Rather than only describing curriculum controversies or theorizing about nationalism, it presents examples that let readers observe contrast directly. Compared with general books on United States history, it shifts the viewpoint outward. Compared with specialized academic studies of history education, it is more immediately usable for discussion and classroom analysis. Its distinct contribution is to make global perspectives on United States history visible through the ordinary but powerful medium of the school textbook. If you would like to support Dana Lindemann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.